Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip are continuing today as the humanitarian crisis continues to worsen. The United States has said that Egypt will reopen its border crossing with Gaza in the coming days to allow aid to get in. The region remains volatile in the aftermath of that explosion at Gaza's Al-Ali Hospital on Tuesday, which Palestinians and Israelis are blaming on each other. Meanwhile, the European Parliament has overwhelmingly adopted a resolution condemning the actions of Hamas and calling for a temporary humanitarian pause to allow for the delivery of aid. MEPs have also called on Israel to respond within humanitarian and international law. The resolution was adopted by 500 votes in favour, 21 against and 24 abstentions. It follows criticism by many, including Irish MEPs, that the EU has failed to demonstrate a coherent response to the Hamas attacks on Israel 2 weeks ago. We're joined here in studio by Ireland's EU Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Brian.
So does the EU have a united position on this crisis?
I think it certainly does. If you look at the statement from the European Council, from the leaders, it's very clear, condemn what the terrorist group Hamas has done in Israel. Say to Israel, you know, do not act in a way that would damage international law. So stick with the rules of law, such as they are. So humanitarian aid is really, really important. And crucially, that we need to find a way to talk about peace, which seems very far off. I think that the issue of whether Europe speaks with one voice, in the beginning, perhaps there were many voices. It's also true to say that amongst the member states, there are different nuances about this issue. But I think that everyone stands on two basic principles. One is that what happened to Israeli families, and not only the deaths and destruction, but now the hostages that are in Gaza. And secondly, that was appalling, and nobody in their right mind would say other than that. But equally to Israel, that they, in response, in self-defence, have to abide by humanitarian, the laws of war. And I think that lesson and that message was repeated in the European Parliament. It's been repeated by the leaders right across the European Union, and indeed by the President.
But as you've acknowledged, there was confusion and division in the EU response in the earlier stages of this. We had that visit by Ursula von der Leyen to Jerusalem and what flowed from that. We've had, in effect, the divisions between the Commission and the Member States, within the Commission itself, between the Commission and the President and the European Parliament. It's exposed very significant weaknesses in terms of the EU's approach to what is a very grave international crisis.
Well, I agree with you. It's a really grave international crisis. It has the risk of spilling over into the broader region. It also has the risk to internal security in the European Union. Whatever cracks there might have been in the early days, I think, are well and truly paved, because now we realise that we have to speak with one voice. We have to speak for human rights, for the Palestinians, for the families who have no access to water and food. I suppose the only flicker for me of hope was in your introductory remarks, where you say that the US have agreed that Egypt will now allow humanitarian aid in. The European Commission President has announced a tripling of humanitarian aid. We needed to get in there and to get to families.
Yeah, that's an initiative that seems to have been achieved as a result of Joe Biden's visit to Jerusalem and the negotiations that he opened with the Egyptians as well as the Israelis.
And good that that has happened. But equally, we are having those conversations as well. I think every single entity at the European level, member states and the Commission, have one objective here, which is to ensure that this does not escalate. We need to find a way where a peace can prevail in a region where, sadly, we have so many of decades of where peace has not prevailed. And I go back to the 7th of October, and we absolutely acknowledge the pain that was suffered by Israel and its families. But also we have to acknowledge that the families, the young children who cannot have access to water, who may not have access to medical care, who are being asked to move because Israel has so far delayed going into Gaza, that their lives are at risk now, and our absolute objective as one Europe is to get humanitarian aid flowing.
Yeah, but that humanitarian crisis was what was not recognised by Ursula von der Leyen when she was in Tel Aviv. Isn't that right? Now, was Atisha correct to say that her statements lacked balance, President Higgins, that they were reckless, that she was not speaking for Ireland? Did she act beyond her authority?
Look, I have great respect for both presidents, Uachtaráin Éireann and President of the Commission. And I would say that both presidents are neither reckless nor, if you like, as was said, thoughtless. I think that in this case, the president took a decision to go and to give solidarity with Israel. But equally, I think clarified very strongly yesterday in her statement to the European Parliament that we have to make sure that humanitarian laws are abided by Israel as they go to defend themselves. And it is, I suppose, a small, again, welcome that there is no invasion thus. But there are, as you have said in your introductory remarks, weapons and fire into Gaza. And there are injuries. The hospitals seem to be in a terrible state. So I think with one voice, we can say that this situation in the Middle East, in this part of the world, has the risk of going from very bad to much worse, unless we speak with one voice. So wherever there might have been some sense that that was not the case, I think now it's very clear. I think we are united in trying to help in this very, very difficult situation.
Commissioner Murray-Beginnis, thanks for talking to us on the programme.